Now let's get on to lesson 10, the loss of the Titanic.
泰坦尼克号的沉没。
Please open your textbook at page 50. Read with me the words aloud. Southampton.
Southampton.
Colossal.
Colossal.
Watertight.
Watertight.
Compartment,
compartment.
Flood,
flood.
Float,
float.
Tragic,
tragic.
Liner,
liner.
Voyage,
voyage.
Iceberg,
iceberg.
Lookout,
lookout.
Clearing,
clearing.
Narrowly,
narrowly.
Miss,
miss.
Slight,
slight.
Tremble,
tremble.
Faint,
faint.
Horror,
horror.
Abandon,
abandon.
Plunge,
plunge.
Lifeboat,
lifeboat.
In our vocabulary, you must learn how to use the important words.
Colossal,
flood,
tragic,
voyage,
clear,
narrowly,
miss,
slight,
tremble.
Faint,
abandon,
plunge. Before we study the text, let's learn how to use the first important word, colossal. Colossal in Chinese,
庞大的
In ancient vocabulary, we must learn how to use big.
Large,
huge,
great,
vast,
immense,
enormous,
giant,
gigantic,
tremendous,
titanic.
同学们知道以上我所列举的形容词的含义都是巨大的，那么应该如何去应用呢？在什么样的情况下运用哪一个形容词更恰如其分地表达你的含义？首先我们来看看 colossal。
Colossal means large in size。
那么这个形容词是侧重强调物体的雄伟庞大，所以我们译作为庞大的。 For example,
A ship Titanic was colossal.
那么这艘轮船泰坦尼克号是一艘巨轮 colossal. 巨大的纪念碑
a colossal monument.
巨大的庞大的雕像
a colossal statue.
Big. 那么它侧重点在于大且很沉重。也表示重要的。For example, 你让我大吃一惊啊。You give me a big surprise. You give me a big surprise.
He's a big person.
他是一个重要的人物。
The box is big.
The box is big, you know. The box is not only large, but also heavy. 那么这个大箱子既重又大。
A large,
它是侧重。体积大，但是没有很沉重那种概念，也指数量大。For example, 一只很大的空箱子
，an empty large box, an empty large box。
如果我们想强调很多人
，a large number of people,
a large number of people, okay?
Great,
那么它侧重点在于伟大。Vast, 辽阔、广阔。For example, vast desert, 浩瀚的沙漠。Vast desert. Immense, I-M-M-E-N-S-E. It means immeasurable. Measurable, 可测量的。Immeasurable, 不可测量。所以这个词主要是形容无法衡量的、无边无际的。For example, 巨大的露天体育场 ，an immense stadium， 巨大的冰山 ，immense iceberg。Enormous, E-N-O-R-M-O-U-S, enormous， 它重点突出数量、程度、体积大。Now translate my sentence. We had an enormous lunch. We had an enormous lunch. 我们午餐吃了很多很多。那么 enormous 在强调程度的时候，它比 big 语义要强烈，语要正式。For example, 他取得了巨大的成功。He made a big surprise. 但如果你想加重语气，加强程度的话，我们可以表达为Make an enormous success. Giant, G-I-A-N-T, giant. 这个形容词它表示巨大的、高大的。So a giant person. And giant 本身也表示巨人。A giant skyscraper, a giant monument. Giant 的同义词 gigantic. G-I-G-A-N-T-I-C 像巨人一样高大。 Next important word, tremendous. Tremendous, T-R-E-M-E-N-D-O-U-S means big, fast, and powerful. 那么它侧重强调体积大、力量大、速度快。 For example,The plane is traveling at a tremendous speed. The plane is traveling at a tremendous speed. 当然我们也可以表达为 The plane is traveling at enormous speed. 飞机正以极快的速度飞行。Titanic. 我们在应用这个形容词的时候，主要是用来形容修饰人或物的体积大。力量大。For example, the ship is titanic. 这艘轮船巨大无比。这也就是泰坦尼克号以 titanic 命名的缘由。So we know, it was the first great ship. 那么它是第一艘巨轮。所以用泰坦尼克而命名。Okay, so much for this word. Please read after me the words aloud and keep them in your mind. Colossal, big, large, great, huge, immense, enormous, giant, gigantic, tremendous, vast, titanic.刚刚我们没有给同学们提到 huge 这个词用起来比较简单，它主要强调体积大，一块巨石 a huge stone， 那么也表示数量上的巨大 so 一笔巨款 a huge amount of money， a huge sum of money。 Okay, now next watertight， 防水的，不漏水的。A watertight ship, 不漏水的轮船。那么它的引申含义，无懈可击的，毫无破绽的。For example, watertight arguments, 无懈可击的论点。Watertight excuse, 毫无破绽的借口。同时要向大家了解一下 waterproof, W-A-T-E-R-P-R-O-O-F.防水的，防水手表 waterproof watch， 防水雨衣
waterproof coat. Now, next important word, flood. Flood is trusty word and also noun.
我们要清楚的 flood 这个词，及物动词也是一个名词。
When it is a trusty word, you know me, be filled with water.
所以它的含义表示充满水。
The ship is flooded.
轮船进水了。
The ship is flooded.
大家要注意它的引申含义。Now please translate my sentence.
The room was flooded with moonlight.